The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, this is Jeremy Colley.
I'm Jack Doherty.
I'm Jake Runyon.
And by our powers combined, we are the Canned Air Podcast. But right now, you're listening to the PVD Cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to the long-anticipated episode number 154. And I say that because I feel like I've been a little bit anxious about trying to get this episode out. And last week, the PC was not cooperating. Stupid Windows and their stupid Windows 10 update just kept jacking everything up. But I think I got it fixed. I think I got everything in place. And it took me a while to edit this episode together because it's live from space. That's right. I was at the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo, not last weekend, but the weekend before that. The last weekend in April, April 28th and 29th, Brian Lau and I were there at the Staunch Ambition Table, or as we like to call it, Team Staunchcast. But we were there, we had a great time, and I documented some of the folks that stopped by to pick up Brian's book, Staunch Ambition. We had a good time, met a lot of people, new people I should say, hung out with some of our old friends, and it was great. So I have this episode ready to go, I had to piece it together, and I'm glad to be back out on the airwaves because I do like putting out content. I really do enjoy podcasting, it's one of my passions. It sucks when technology doesn't work with you. That's the problem. As a matter of fact, I pretty much just said it out loud, even though I'm the only one in my house here at Casa de la Orlando, but I said it out loud that if one more thing goes wrong with this PC, I think it's time to buy a new one. I mean, this bad boy, this summer will be 5 years old, and in computer, years, that's like, geez, I don't know, 30 years old. So it's seen better days, but, hopefully it holds out here for a while, knock on wood. And, I can get a few more episodes cranked out, but we'll wait and see. Like I said, if something else goes wrong, I'm just gonna go buy a new one. So, all right, let's get on into this episode. But before I do that, I want to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. As you know, Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of this podcast, the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you a chance to check out their sweet service. And look, I could recommend a bunch of different books, but all you got to do is go over to Audible's search and see what's there. 180,000 titles. They got a book for nearly anything and for any topic. So all you got to do to download your free audiobook today is go over to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your hands on a free audiobook. And with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, Brian Lau and I will be bringing you all the fun from the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo, AKA Space. All right, folks, I am here at Space, the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo, along with Brian Lau. Brian, how's it going today?
Good, man.
It's going good.
I'm
here. Day
one. I'm here as well.
You are here as well.
Yeah.
All right, day one.
Just want to make that clear.
for those that thought I'm imagining that Brian's here.
You're doing voices now.
I'm
actually, yeah, he's doing. Why are you doing ventriloquism? You
know,
on a podcast, they can't even see you.
You know what? That would be the most interesting podcast, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Is if Jeff Dunham has? Does Jeff Dunham have a podcast where he just sits there with the dummy on his lap?
I don't know their names.
He still does it where he doesn't move his lips.
That would be awesome.
Even though no one can see it?
Can I just be honest?
Yeah.
I don't get Jeff Dunham.
No?
No, I don't understand why people think it's funny. I don't. I think it's asinine.
I think
stupid.
I know who you're talking about, and I've seen some pretty funny shit.
Okay. Well, I just supposed to be me.
Maybe it just creeps you out.
You're afraid of those dummies, man. No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of the dummies. Clowns, yes. Tornadoes, absolutely. Horses, better believe it.
Oh.
And
horses?
Yeah. I don't like horses.
What the hell? Little girls like horses.
Look, listen.
Hey, horses. Little girls like horses, right?
So are you calling me a little girl? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just trying to put this in perspective. That's
I'm just saying that horses are very large animals that are 1,500 pounds.
Yeah.
And they will kill you if given
the
opportunity.
You know, I have a really good friend who might show up after the show. He's in, I used to live in Ohio and work here.
Yeah.
Anyways, to be on a tangent, I invited him maybe come up here at the end of the show and hang out after
this.
Well, because I haven't seen him. So he's over in Oroville.
Okay.
Well, his ear is like mangled barely on the one side. Horse bit his ear off
when
he was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They will kick you in the stomach.
So I don't know what your problem is with horses.
They're violent and unpredictable.
Yeah, you know, I hate them too now.
Good.
But I'm not afraid of them.
I consider it like a healthy fear. All right, not like an illogical fear.
Have you ever had a horse?
I dated a young lady that had a horse, yes. Seriously, she did dressage.
I was like, have you ever had a horse? And you were like going into it like, I'm like, holy crap,
you
had a horse?
You meant
I thought
like
you were going to say, yeah, man, I had a horse burger. No. As a meal.
Oh. See, I was thinking you were going to go sexual.
What are we doing here?
I have no idea.
So this
listeners. The listeners are like, what the
hell?
Hey,
I'm having fun, though. This is fun.
Yeah,
this
we're having
space.
A blast. Look, it's space, man. It's always a blast here. We've seen a lot of people. We've touched base with Steve Steiner, Stephen Hines, Jack Wallace, Derek and Brian, the guys from Drunken Cat Comics.
Speak for yourself. I haven't talked to any of these people.
Well, because I left your ass at the table for a while, so that's why I got to talk to everybody. Yeah. Gib is here from Laughing Ogre Comics.
Okay, good.
Victor Dandridge was walking around.
I saw
Victor.
Him.
Yeah?
Shook his hand.
Yeah. Yeah, met some new people that we're going to be talking about here, hopefully. You know, hopefully a little bit later on.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Forget all those other people we know. Some new people.
Yeah, that's right. New people.
Man.
New people. So, what are you hoping for today?
Besides
selling out all of your books.
Oh, gosh. No, hoping to I'm premiering issue 3, man. So, you know, hoping to present that to people. Some people who bought, I was here last year, some people who bought the previous issues come up looking for issue 3.
There you go.
Then I'll sign it for them. But, yeah, just hoping to meet new people.
It's debuting here.
It's the debut, man.
History in the making.
Yeah, and so I just picked them up from the printers, so this is the first chance people are getting.
And it's a beautiful cover, as we've already talked about. It's a very beautiful cover.
No, everything. The inside.
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
Don't judge a comic book by its cover.
I'm not.
Wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to? Because, like, a cover.
Well,
like, the insides are actually art, too. And then there's words.
The insides are beautiful as well.
So you can judge a comic book by cover. I think it's legit.
After you just threw me under the bus.
No, I was actually promoting what your concept.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No, yeah, the cover amazing.
Yeah.
Right, Clayton Crane.
Again, I have not looked at it.
The insides are gorgeous too, man.
I believe it. I haven't looked at it because I don't want to spoil it. My copy's coming.
Yes, you're afraid to look in there and see because there's a page in there.
Yeah.
If you see it,
you
shit your pants. So make sure you're wearing a diaper when you read it.
All right, there you go. That's a great marketing ploy.
Yeah, you want to be wearing
so
a diaper.
Awesome.
You know?
A page so awesome to make you shit your pants.
Yeah, make sure you're wearing a diaper while you read this thing.
All right, you got it. So anyways, Brian, hopefully we'll have a successful time here at Space. We're here both today and tomorrow. You should come on out and check it out. And you know what? Let's take a break for
Guess
a moment.
Guess what? We got somebody
folks.
Who just came up to the table. What's your name, sir?
John.
Right.
Well, we're going to talk to John for a minute, and then we're just going to pause. We'll come back. All right?
Okay, well, I guess.
So Brian John was a nice guy, wasn't he?
I didn't like him.
Why didn't you like him?
I'm just kidding. It was nice.
Was it because he's from Marietta?
No.
Oh, because you didn't even know what Marietta was.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think he was lying anyway.
He's joking. You're joking. He was a nice guy. He was a very nice gentleman. Hopefully he stops by and buys all the books.
Yeah, I just don't like him because he didn't buy my book. That's all. Nothing personal.
Well, shit, hey, then. There's a lot of people right now that you don't like, then.
Damn, I got to work on that.
You do.
No, he was very cool.
No, he was a very nice guy. Hopefully, like I said, he stops by, picks up all the books, man, and...
Nah, whatever.
You know, I just didn't want to talk with him here, so that's why we took a little pause for the cause, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but anyways, what were we talking about? I forget. We were talking about goals. We were talking about goals. Your goals, obviously, oh, sell out all your books. Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing, sir? So, yeah, my goal, meet people, get the book out there, you know... Hook up with you, man. I mean, we've been doing cons now. How many cons have we done together? Three, four?
Four? Three? This is four.
Four? Oh, yeah, Monroe.
Four. Yeah.
So, this is the fourth con. You're the only person. I bring my kids once in a while.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything.
I'm the only non-blood relative.
Well, yeah, but the thing is they don't do anything. They just sit there and look cute. But you could do the pitch. You watch the table. Like, my kids are there when they leave, but they don't sell the book.
Little do you know, I already made a pitch already when you were in the bathroom.
You made a pitch.
I made a pitch.
Because I know how you are. You're good. Yeah. I mean, that's why you do this podcast. You know how to present people with concepts.
Exactly.
And you have to be able to do that.
Well, thank you.
And you're very
that.
Good at it.
Thank you.
You're better than me at it.
Well, you know what I would like to talk about real quick is Tap Dance Killer number one.
It's a
comic that I picked up. Ted Sikora is here.
Oh,
he's
I know him.
Yeah.
I met him at, I did a show at a library, Worcester, Ohio.
With Ted Sikora?
He and I were across from each other.
Well.
And we just glared at each other the whole time.
Scratched my back with a hacksaw. I didn't know you knew him.
Ted, yeah, I met him at Worcester, the main
library
in Worcester,
really?
Public Library.
Really?
And we did a show there, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's got a couple different books, but this book looked really, really good. Because, you know, you talk about how staunch ambition is high quality. This book is pretty high quality, too.
No, it's amazing.
It is very good.
It is your quintessential, awesome comic book style and look.
But the concept is...
I've heard interviews of him.
Yeah, so basically it's about, it's the villain from his other book.
Yep.
And basically she is an actress who starts doing this vaudeville character and then just goes off the rails crazy and starts killing people around town.
Batshit crazy,
there you go. But the quality's got like a very, I want to say, and I don't want this to come off as an insult because we're here at Space, but it's very Marvel-like.
No, that's what I meant by quintessential comic look.
Yeah, exactly.
Completely pro.
Yeah, exactly.
I looked inside, and some of the faces are drawn, and you got to have an artist who can have your characters act.
Exactly.
So the thing is like, this artist is, who is this artist?
The artist is Nicholas Harrison, I believe.
Yeah, Nicholas Harrison is thumbs up, man. So,
yeah, most definitely.
Ted's
hopefully
great.
He's listening, because I gave a card to Ted. I was like, you need to check out this podcast, and...
Well, he didn't buy my book, so, Nick, I don't like the guy. No, I'm just kidding, Nick. Nick, you're amazing. And the thing is, the title is important in any movie or book.
Yeah,
and Tap Dance Killer?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, doing great.
So Tap Dance Killer is amazing. All right, so because you want to get people to interest it.
Yeah, that's
and
unique.
So like when
unique.
I heard
we
him,
talked about that. We talked about this on the drive over here about titles, didn't we? No, that was last night. I'm sorry.
Last night. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so tired last night. Yeah, I don't remember what we talked about. It was a very, very, very long day. I digress.
Yeah, you were sleeping even, and I was talking to you.
That's a possibility.
But you sleep with your eyes open, so it's hard to know.
Well.
So anyways, but no, Tap Dance Killer, you're like, that sounds different. So like, what is that about? I want to know. I'm like, you know, curiosity is what drives us.
And killed the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and then,
the cat deserved it.
Yeah, the cat. But dude. Did you interview Ted?
No, I have not.
Because I've heard him on a couple podcasts. Other podcast friends.
Maybe.
I have other podcast friends.
Yeah. All right, well, it looks like we might have a few more customers, so let's take a little break here, and we'll talk here later on, all right? Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so I'm here at Space. I'm with Claire, who just picked up issue one of Staunch Ambition. Yeah, you're excited for this, aren't you, Brian?
I know. I just signed it, and it was awesome.
Okay. Well, Cleric, I want to ask, why did you decide to pick up issue one?
Well, I want to start from the beginning. with all things, and I love sci-fi and supernatural stuff, so this is like totally right up my alley.
And you are an exhibitor here at Space, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I'm right down the aisle from you guys.
So what do you have that people can check out over here at Space, or could check out in the future?
Well, I have everything from prints to stickers to enamel pins to comics. Everything that I make is produced by me and my partner. And there's a wide variety of stuff, everything from cryptids to cute girls with giant food.
Okay, then. All right. And you're in Cleveland, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
All right. Well, tell the folks at home where they can find out about your stuff, like plug your website, social media, whatnot.
All right. You can find me at clairecolat.com. That's C-L-A-R-E-K-O-L-A-T. And if you do that on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, wherever, I'm the only Claire Colat around, so I'm pretty easy to find.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks for stopping by and picking up issue one.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good rest of the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Ryan and Elliot. Ryan, how are you today?
Doing great.
Elliot, how are you?
Great.
Well, you stopped by the table and you picked up all the issues of Staunch Ambition. We thank you very much. Why did you decide to buy Staunch Ambition?
The amazing artwork, and it's sci-fi. It looks awesome.
All right, and Elliot, you've done something very few people have done, and that is you actually won a free poster because you guessed the superhero on Brian's socks. Who was the superhero you guessed? Iron Man. And you didn't look under the table, you didn't cheat by any means, and I know I'm verifying for the listeners at home, this young man guessed correctly. You guessed so correctly that you've made Brian angry that he just knocked down one of the displays.
You know what? No one else is winning one.
But anyways, Ryan, thank you very much for stopping by. Elliot, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
Let us know how you like the books. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Craig Bogart. Craig, you are the creator of Ineffables, The Ineffables, a great comic. Right, you can't pronounce it, Brian.
Ineffables. I did something.
Seriously,
wrong
is there something in the water in Michigan where you can't pronounce that correctly?
Ineffables.
Anyways, Craig, you stopped by the table and picked up Staunch Ambition. Can I ask, why did you pick it up?
I like the artwork on the cover, and I like the science fiction-y look to it, which is kind of where I lean on what I like to consume myself.
All right, cool. Well, why don't you tell some of the listeners at home what your projects are all about?
All right. I have a couple books. The primary one is called The Ineffables, which I've been self-publishing since 2001. It's sort of I tell people it's a science fiction, political satire, mystery, adventure, humor kind of series. I tell people it's like a cross between a Kurt Vonnegut book and Scooby-Doo. But it's about a group of strange beings that investigate strange things. They're not crime fighters or problem solvers or anything like that. They're mainly just driven by curiosity. And they find weird things.
Cool. And you were telling us you just started a Patreon as well. How's that going?
It's going surprisingly well. I went at it with kind of tempered expectations, but with just the few backers I've picked up, it's only been live for a few weeks now, but I've already got levels. Well, not exactly a million, but with the contributors I have for the level of support I have, my comic printing is taken care of for the foreseeable future. So, yeah, it's working out pretty well.
Cool, excellent. Well, tell the listeners where they can check out your stuff.
Well, let's send them to the Patreon, which is going to be Patreon.com/Mystery City Comics. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Patreon.com/Mystery City Comics.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Go and check it out. Craig, thanks for stopping by the table, man.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, Brian, we're here at Space at the Northland Performing Arts Center. It is 5:40, 20 minutes till closing time here for day one of Space.
Yeah, and I barely got time to talk to you, but I'll fit you in.
Well, thank you. I didn't know I had to make an appointment.
I'm fitting you in right now.
All right. Well, let's talk about the highlights of the day, man.
Could you guys wait? The highlights.
We've had a lot of looks at Staunch Ambition.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great compliments.
Oh, yeah.
We got a little bit of podcasting done, or I did, not, you know.
I did.
You did, too. Yeah, we did. Okay.
We did.
We got to hang out with some old friends.
Friends, yeah. A little bit more later. So
yeah, cool. Yeah. Of course, we're gonna have dinner with some. So I don't want to name drop.
Yeah. Stan Lee and you and I are going to go get a burger
Stan
afterwards.
Right, Stan Lee, and
I'm going to take some of his blood.
Yeah, I'm going to drink some of his Metamucil.
Anyways, so...
You know, is that disrespectful to say that he takes Metamucil? I don't think so. It's fiber.
It's funny.
It's funny.
So it doesn't really matter. No.
But really, let's get
we
back
love
to
Stan Lee.
That's right. Let's get back to today. Today, overall, would you say it's successful?
It was great, yeah. We had, it's always nice when you get new fans.
Yeah.
And then I got people that are like, I'm going to check it out and I'm coming back tomorrow. So, you know, you got to give people the space.
Pun intended.
To look around, see everything that's here, because I'm not the only... I'm not the only...
creator out here.
Metaphor. What was a good metaphor?
Metaphor. You're not the only fish in the ocean.
I'm not the only leech on the lake, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, we'll go with that. That was a terrible analogy.
Yeah,
but anyways,
not too good.
but nonetheless, there's a lot of great creative people here, and there's some really cool projects. We talked about one already. I've circulated around. There's some other great ones. I can't wait to sit down and maybe read it, buy it, read it, chat with the person that created it, because there's some cool stuff here.
I haven't walked around yet, but I'm going to before the show ends. So I've looked around, and there's a lot of stuff, and I want to say hi to several people. So, yeah, dude, great show. I was looking forward to it. So thanks for, being my table mate.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We have a blast over here at Staunch Ambition Table, or Staunch Cast Table.
Staunch Cast, there you go.
There you go.
The reigning champs.
The reigning champs of Remix Revolution.
Remixing it. Yeah, one day we'll make that Howard the Duck movie.
We will.
Before. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you got to go check out the Three
Mike
Geeks
McG.
episode.
Yeah, that's right. Mike McG TV, not Three Geeks.
Yeah,
they were our opponents.
Which
but Mike
they're the
McG
enemy
TV.
To mortal men.
You have turned them into an enemy.
Yeah, because it was three against two. I mean, we're just two people, and then we were going
against
Three Geeks.
There was not Three Geeks. It was just Jason and Max.
They don't know how to count. No wonder we won. Boy, I just throw them under the bus any chance I get.
That's
because
all right.
Guess what? We're going to be rematching them at the
Remix Revolution. Possibly. Breaking news on the BBD
cast. Oh, shit. Am I not supposed to say
that? No, that's
all
right.
Oh, no.
We may be defending our title at Wizard World Columbus in June. Another go-round of Remix Revolution.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. So, to be continued. That was one of the best episodes I've been on of any show.
Oh, yeah. Ever. Check it out. Mike McG TV. Go over to YouTube. Search Mike McG TV and look for, I believe it was episode 6, Remake Revolution, Howard the Duck. We were victorious.
Oh, yeah.
And it was excellent.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, it was an excellent episode. even though I will say it may not be safe for the kids or for work, but hey, you know what? That's what makes us cutting edge.
Yeah, Howard the Duck was not kid-friendly.
No,
it was not. But it was definitely entertaining.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
But it was maybe not kid-friendly. But nonetheless, all right, I'm going to let you go, and you can walk around this great facility and check out some books. And we'll be back, actually, tomorrow.
Yes.
Here on Sunday. So on this episode, there's plenty more to hear. So just stick around, and we'll be back for day two.
Peace.
See ya. All right, Brian. Here it is. It's Sunday, day two of space. We're a little fatigued.
A little tired.
You
woke me up too early.
I woke you up too early. I'm sorry.
We had
I had to get you going, man.
Okay. Well,
I mean, it was 9:30. Show opens at 10. But we still made good time. We rolled in here 10 after 10.
That's not bad. I mean, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
There's not a lot of traffic right now.
Not yet. Everybody's at church right now.
Yeah.
Or still in bed.
We should actually bring the books to the churches.
Dude, that would be a brilliant marketing idea.
I think so.
Yeah. I think so.
As they come up for communion,
but no way.
We'll stand next to the communion with
there you go.
Comics. And,
there you go.
And a credit card swiper.
There you
go. Boy, that wouldn't be good.
No, that wouldn't be. Plus, would there be some controversy with Welcome to the New Enlightenment? Like, do you think that would...
Ooh.
That might not jive too well with what the pastor or what the priest is saying that day.
There's a lot of levels of problems here, you know?
Yeah, there are.
As long as I don't got a table that Jesus would flip over, I'm going to avoid that.
I don't know.
This is getting on borderline, turning the house of God into the den of thieves.
You know what? I think that would be a very fascinating thing to see. Jesus at a Comic-Con flipping tables.
Ooh. I bet there's a comic out there now.
Hello,
how
are
you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, doing great.
So there's a comic there somewhere.
Yeah, right I'm there. Sure, dude. I've seen every variation of Jesus with machine guns and
you know, Jesus, a zombie, comes back. You know, instead of resurrection to, you know, eternal life, it's zombie life or something.
Wait a minute. I'm still wrapping my mind around it. Jesus would need machine guns. He's Jesus. Why would he need machine guns? That doesn't even make any sense.
Somebody thought he did.
Okay. Well, they must not be a true believer.
It's one of those gimmicks that's like, okay, this turns heads, so let's just do it.
Okay. Yeah. But again, I think that's flawed. Like, I don't think he needs machine guns.
I kind of think it's flawed, too, yeah, on a lot of levels.
Well, yeah, anyway. Yeah. But enough of theology.
Yeah.
Let's talk about comics, man.
What's that?
What are you thinking about? Have you hit everything in the show? You haven't, right? You haven't made the over on the other side of the building.
I only made it up to Ted doing that. I picked up this issue.
We actually did a trade. Killer, we talked about this yesterday. It's a great book.
Tap Dance Killer.
And, of course, Ted wrote us a very large check.
How do you pronounce his last name? Ted...
Sikora.
Sikora, right?
Yeah.
And so I met Ted at a Worcester, Ohio comic convention. Did we talk about this on the podcast?
I think we talked about this.
I had the issue.
You didn't have the issue yet. I
walked around, and then I had to stop, talk to him, and then that's as far as I made it. So
today you're going to try to get the rest of the show floor here?
Yeah, but there's other people I know that I'd like to talk to.
We had a great dinner last night with two-time New York Times bestselling author Darren Araghi and Stephen Hines.
Great company, man.
Yeah, we had a blast at the restaurant.
It was fun. We should have recorded that.
We should have.
It was fun, man. We came up with some good ideas. And
we did.
So
we did.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Damn it, why didn't you think of that last night?
That would have been good to record.
I would have taken the mic and the PC.
You're the podcaster, dude. I'm the just gabber.
I just make stuff up as I talk. I figured that the restaurant would not appreciate that.
And what are we today?
We're the two guys in Star Wars ties
and
socks.
Wars. Oh, and socks.
And socks. You gotta dramatically draw out the and socks part.
And I got a TIE Fighter Star Wars tie that I went on Amazon to find a TIE
clip. A TIE Fighter clip.
TIE Fighter tie clip.
Yeah. But no dice.
Find one, yeah.
No dice. And I have Stormtroopers on
nice,
the tie, which
dude.
You loaned to me. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
so we can
do
a little matching today.
I know, man. We're
marketing.
But that's too bad people aren't here that are listening to this.
Well, you know, that is true because this is obviously, while they're listening to it, the event has come and gone.
You got to get a photo of
we
us.
Do. We do.
Get a photo. So
we'll
let's
get it.
Do
so
that.
We'll do that today. Right. That's also on the list of things
Maybe
to do.
Maybe you can post that.
Well, if we do it today... It will already be posted by the time people hear that. Wow, this is like some like quantum leap stuff right here, isn't it? Like, it will be posted, but while you're listening to this podcast, it's already happened, yet it hasn't happened as you're listening to these words. Badoosh! Mind blown.
That's better than the book I'm selling here. You should just stop talking. You're like putting my ideas out there better than I come up with.
No, it's not really that good of an idea. In fact, everybody's tuned out already going, John is just rambling and we don't give a shit. So,
what's the game plan today, dude?
Game plan today. We're going to keep doing what we did yesterday, man. Hawking issue 3.
Yeah.
Going to do a little podcasting. Going to hang out with some friends. Going to meet some new people. Bottom line, that's the four mission statements today,
sounds
right?
Sounds like a Comic-Con plan.
It does. All right. Well, with that, we'll be back here later on in the day. Give a little update. So stick around, folks. All right, folks, I'm standing here with Travis. Travis, you just stopped by the table here for Staunch Ambition, and you picked up a preview issue. So, first of all, how you doing today?
Very good. Very good. Thanks.
I like the Squirrel Girl shirt. That's very nice. So, why did you decide to grab the preview issue?
I'm a big fan of science fiction and just in general, and just the art is very beautiful. The concept art especially looks really inspiring.
Okay, and you're an exhibitor here at Space, correct? All right, so tell the listeners at home a little bit about your projects.
Currently, we have a book out right now called Beautiful, Silly, and Terrible Things. It's an anthology series. Different stories and different issues. It kind of runs the whole spectrum as comedy, as horror, as just about anything you could want.
Oh, cool, cool. Well, where can folks check that out, like online or on social media or whatnot?
We have a Facebook page. There's a website that we just got set up. It's just beautiful, silly, and terrible things.com. You spell out the and because they wouldn't let us do the symbol.
Okay. Yeah. No, they don't want you to be lazy, man.
That's right. They make it work for it.
All right. Well, Travis, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you.
Hey,
Hey, folks. I'm here with Nancy McSweeney, who stopped by the table. And Nancy, how are you today?
Great. Thank you for asking.
You were here last year as a vendor here at Space. And in fact, you were kind of across the way from us, if I remember correctly, sort of around that back corner there. So you stopped by to pick up the books. What do you enjoy about Staunch Ambition? Because you have the preview issue, correct?
I do have the preview issue. I really feel that the setting is really strong in it, and it really establishes itself well as a story early on. And the art collaborating with the story really draws you in immediately.
And you know what? Let's talk a little bit about the art, because you have a piece of art. And is it issue two, Brian?
It's in issue two. Okay. One of the Kickstarter backers for issue two donated the space, bought the reward to have his ad or art put in there, and just didn't use it and said, give it to someone. So I gave it to Nancy. She did I was intrigued at the last year's show with her style of art. You know, it's a little bit of abstract. So I was like, yeah, I would like you to do something. If you do something for it, I'll put it in a book. And he donated it, so I put it in a book. So I was honored that she did something
for
the book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're a big fan of folks submitting their own, dare I say, fan work, if you will. But why did you sketch up the sketch that you did? And I, you know, just out of curiosity, what was going through your mind? Take us through the creative process.
Well, sure. Brian and I spoke a bit about it. It's been a year, so the details are a little shaky. But, you know, I remember he really liked the more ethereal quality that was in some of my pieces, and I wanted to keep that for Azarus, the character that I illustrated for him. And I felt that having him in this floaty, spacey kind of almost stasis was the best way to go.
Cool, cool. Do you have any projects that you're working on or anything that you'd like to plug, like website, social media, anything along those lines?
Sure, yeah. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram and Tumblr and Twitter as Rage Studios. You can find me, Nancy M. But, I mean, usually I'm just working on a few different things, so it's a little all over the place. But right now my big thing is a tarot deck that I'm working on, so.
Okay, how's that going so far?
Slowly.
Yeah, isn't that anything worthwhile goes
slowly. Be, come on. Adverbs, man, adverbs.
Slowestly is how I work.
Well, Nancy, thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate it, grabbing the books, and let us know what you think of them.
Of course. I'm sure they're going to be awesome, just like the preview issue.
All right. You're quite welcome. Thanks for stopping by. All right, Brian. It's 4:45 on Sunday. It is the end of space. So let's talk. Let's reflect a little bit.
Oh, that sounds deep.
Yeah, it does.
How was space?
How was space this year?
Space was good, man. Yeah. I had met a lot of new people and had some steady sales.
Mm-hmm. You had some positive comments about the book. You had somebody pick up the preview issue, go back to their table, and then their partner came over and bought all three.
I know.
And,
that's
all
amazing.
Four, actually.
I was looking at the preview, and he's like, I had to come over here and check it out. So I was like, wow, that's always an honor. And then you got people who look at it and then walk around the rest of the show and come back by and pick up the books. So every time that happens, that's always humbling.
Yeah.
So
did you have a good time?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, man.
I had a good time, man. In fact, we're the two guys in Star Wars ties and socks.
That's right.
You let me borrow your socks, your Star Wars socks and tie.
Yeah,
I
appreciate it.
Looks
good on you, man. Maybe you should keep it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I got my Star Wars tie.
You sure about that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Great gift to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So how did you enjoy the show?
I enjoyed it. It's always fun, man. It's always fun getting to talk to people, you know, that I haven't seen in a while, getting to be here at the table, helping you out. I really do like doing that. I mean, you know, when you have to go to the bathroom and I can just shill the book and, you know, hopefully get somebody on the hook.
You're good at it.
Thank you. And I enjoyed doing that. It was cool seeing a lot of people and meeting some new people, you know, and overall it was a great experience. I had fun.
We had a cool table neighbor, Jaime, who's leaving now.
See you guys. Have safe travels back to California.
Gentlemen, yes.
Yeah.
We're going to rob a couple gas stations and make
some
money on the way back. Gentlemen,
okay. That is. I just recorded that, by the way, so, you know.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay. All right. Maybe because, you know, we use your code name. We didn't really use your real name, Steven. Shit.
Safe travels.
See you guys.
All right,
man.
Great guy, though.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
That's all about, like, sometimes having the best neighbors and
stuff. That's right. So, hey, I'm going to close up this episode here. I'm going to take maybe a very quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to, you know, talk about space a little bit more, tell you where you can get this podcast, tell you where you can get in touch with me, as if, like the listeners
hey,
need
how
that.
Are you going to get this podcast while they're listening to it? That's a good way to market it.
It is. It's a brilliant way. Anyways.
I don't remember how I got here, so you're going to remind them.
I'm going to remind them the 7 different ways. Anyways, folks, stick around. I'll be back to wrap up this episode real quick. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Space 2018 is in the books. As I mentioned before, I had a great time hanging out with Brian Lau and all of our old friends and making new friends. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. But let me tell you real quickly where you can get in touch with me in case you want to tell me how much you enjoyed this episode or whatnot. You can get a hold of me by shooting me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter @pvdmvp. You can leave me a message at the Facebook page of the PVDcast, that being, of course, facebook.com/pvdcast. And let me tell you where you can get your hands on this podcast, as if you don't already know. But easiest place, of course, will be pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly. But it's also available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, and the Echo Network. And ladies and gentlemen, for that, I'm going to get on out of here. So I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.